You have your Bible, turn to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Amen. We want to look at verse. Begin reading. Let's begin reading at verse 19. The Bible says, "Then the same day at evening, being that the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me and yet have believed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach just a little while out of this, if God will bear him, as we begin to see the Lord and he's doing some magnificent things after the resurrection, after Jesus got up, amen, victorious over death and the grave, amen. You realize Jesus is victorious today, and because if you've been born again, amen, then you're victorious also, because we're in him, praise God, and he's in us. And he begins to help us, praise the Lord, day by day, strengthens by his might, glory be to God, that power that comes from God's throne, amen. And I want to say, glory to God, that power's never been relinquished. He's never give up one whit of his power, but he is Almighty God still today. And I'm glad for that, praise the Lord. But as we see this morning, and we read in your hearing, we see the disciples on the evening, that first day of the week, when Jesus rose up, and they were shut up for fear of the Jews. And now we go back and we see some things. In verse 18, the Bible says, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. So we see the picture here as these disciples go and they get in the room and they're hid up, the door's closed. Mary Magdalene comes to them. She said, Hey, listen, fellas, I've seen the Lord, amen. She said, I've seen him, praise God. They went down there and they looked and they seen he was gone, that he was no longer in that tomb. Ain't you glad, praise God, this morning that he ain't no longer in a tomb? Ain't you glad God got up, praise God, glory be to God, victorious over that old tomb? Amen, glory to God. Don't let the devil pull you down into the tomb, praise God, this morning. Come out, praise God, with a shout for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Victorious in Christ this morning. Bless his holy name. What a Savior we have. But Mary Magdalene come to him and she said, Hey, listen, he's not there. She said, I've seen him. Amen. But now they was a wonder. They're here in this upper room. You got a ticket. God paid. They were locked up. The door had been shut. Amen. They were in fear. They were wondering what was taking place. Now Jesus had told them. He said, I must go away. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. And he said, if I go away, praise God, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. So see, they're trying to figure out, I can just see in my mind, they're trying to figure out just exactly where they are in this picture as it's playing out before them. And they're here in the upper, in this room, and the doors are shut for fear of the Jews. They're afraid, hey man, they've seen persecution. They knew what persecution, they've seen what Jesus went through, and they're afraid. I want to say today, do you realize all over the world that these people are afraid for their life because they're standing for Christ this morning? We have an opportunity to come together and worship in a place like this, and there's places all over the world where people are dying for their faith. They said that fellow went into out there the other day and said he was asking them if they believed in the Lord. And when they said they did, then he said, well, you're going to meet them in just a second, and shot them in the head. I wonder how much faith we've got. Do we have enough faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? When somebody come in and say, hey, do you love Jesus? You say, yes, I do. And knowing they're going to be shot in the head. How much faith do we have today? Amen. Glory be to God. I would hope I'd have enough faith. Praise God. Say, you know what? All this is graduation day. Amen. Glory be to God. Promotion. Amen. But said they were afraid. But guess what Jesus does? He comes and he takes away that fear. Amen. Ain't you glad you got one today that can take away your fears? Amen. Takes that fear out, praise God, and puts hope in. But he comes to them and he, number one, he speaks in peace in verse 19. Praise God. He said, peace be unto you. Ain't you glad they still a Savior? Glory be to God, that can still speak peace to your soul. Ain't you glad we're serving a Savior, praise God? It's so almighty and omnipotent, praise God, that He can come right to where we're at, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're up against, praise God, and speak to our soul. Amen. Amen. He said, peace, praise God, be still. Amen. And praise God, all that old turmoil in our life, all of a sudden there's just a calm. But sometimes you can't figure out, you say, whoa, where'd that come from? And then you realize it come from glory. Amen. Come down to where we're at, praise God. It was the great one of God that moved upon us. So he speaks to him, praise God. He speaks peace. Verse 20, he said, he begins to, the Bible tells us here that he began to reveal his, that he was that crucified one. Amen. Let's see, they may have been, wait, one. You know, what about Jesus? Well, I mean, what, he had told them what was going to happen. And they said, well, how's this playing out? And all of a sudden, there he is. Right there in the midst. The Bible said the door's being shut. Amen. I want to say, glory to God. There's no obstacles for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing He can't get through, praise God, to get to you. Amen. Hey, it don't matter if you, sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll shut the doors of our heart, won't we? We'll close them doors up tight, praise God. But I want to say them closed doors can't stop Him from getting to you. Amen. He'll penetrate those closed doors. Come right into where you're at. Begin to minister to you. Praise God. Begin to minister through you in so many different ways. You can't help but like one of them. Amen. Praise God. A bubble up. A go up in your soul. Joy will spread over you. Praise God. But he said he began to reveal himself as that crucified. He said, look at my hands. Look at my feet. Amen. He said, see these nail piercings. Amen. I'm the one, praise God, who died for you. Bless His holy name. He said, I'm that one that was alive and I'm dead. And praise God, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. We have that same hope today. Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. He said, but now we've been quickened. We've been made alive in Christ Jesus our Lord. We were dead, praise God. But Lord God, we've been made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not that old dead man that I used to be. Amen. I'm not that old carnage that I used to be. Amen. The world just wanted to cast away. But praise God, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said he showed him himself as the crucified one. Then notice verse 21, the Bible says he commissioned him. He said, peace be unto you, and as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Amen. So he said, hey, look, I'm the crucified one. But he said, I've got some instruction for you. He gave him a commission. Amen. He put them to work. He said, hey, just like the Father sent me, amen, to do the will of the Father, I'm going to send you out. Amen. And he said, as you go, take my peace with you. Amen. He said, he's got a peace that passes all understanding. Amen. We can't even figure it out when it comes upon us. Bless His holy name. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we could do that if we just had the power. Well, praise God. The Bible says He endued them with power from on high. Amen. Verse 22. He said, when He had said thus, He breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, I'm not going to send you out without some help, but He said, I'm going to empower you, praise God. He said, the Holy Ghost of God will come upon you, come in you, glory be to God, and go with you everywhere you go. You're never alone. Glory be to God. We ought to just stop, take recess, and shout about 10 minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're a child of God, you're never alone. Amen. Praise God. There's always someone there with you in the Holy Ghost. That sweet Spirit of God, amen, that goes with you, that speaks with you, that talks with you, that guides you, encourages, directs you, amen, focuses, praise God, on what's right. Amen. Amen. It don't matter if you're down at the schoolhouse or down at the jailhouse or down at your house. Praise God. If you're a child of God, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God's with you. Amen. Amen. See, that's what gets this flesh so many times. See, we can't get away from the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That sweet Spirit of God that lives inside a child that's been born again. Amen. It's always there. We can't get away from it. Amen. It's always there. And it's encouraging. It's lifting up. It's pointing us in the direction that He wants us to go. Amen. And you know what happens when we yield to that? And we say, Lord, okay, Lord, if that's the way you want me to go, just point the way and here we'll go. And you start trekking off with Him, praise God. And the next thing you know, glory be to God, you're like we were this morning. We're shouting the praises, waving holy hands to God. Say, thank you, Lord, amen, for doing it again. Amen. 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 Praise His holy name. Bless Him forever. See, He empowers them. And then he secures them with the hope that they need. He gives them a promise of success. Amen. You realize God's give us a promise of success? He says, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. He said, praise God, you go out there and somebody repents and accepts the Lord. Praise God. He said, our sins are forgiven. Amen. He said, hey God, not only did I commission you, not only did I do you with power, but praise God, I'm going to give you success. Glory be to God. Now, you just look at this picture. These fellas up there in that upper room, and they're scared. They're fearful. They don't understand exactly, precisely what's taking place. Mary Magdalene said, hey, listen, fellas, I seen him. Glory be to God. She said, I seen the living Savior. Hey, down there in the garden, I seen him. He's alive. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And them fellas are like, praise the Lord. This is a good thing. And again, I can just see my mind's eye. Brother Rex, they're in there and they're pondering this, they're thinking about it. And all of a sudden, praise God, there He is. Amen. There He is. And He begins to manifest Himself. And He begins to say, hey, look, it's okay, fellas, but peace be with you. Don't be afraid, praise God. You can do this. I want to say God's just speaking our hearts this morning, young. He said, don't be afraid of this world. Praise God, we can do this. We can, you can be a child of the King. Amen. Amen. All we got to do is decide in our hearts what we want to do. Amen. So He made these provisions for them. But the Bible goes on and tells us that Thomas wasn't there. And I want to preach just a minute this morning, if God will be my help on this thought. For just a minute, very briefly, and we'll go to the house. I don't want to let malinger the point no longer to have to, but I want to preach on this thought. But Thomas, see, I think something happened. See, I don't think Thomas, the Bible says, but Thomas. Amen. See, I don't think Brother Thomas, I don't think he got left out when they was deciding where they was going to gather together. I don't think Thomas got left out when they said, you know what? We're going to gather together as a group. We're going to seek God's face. We're going to get the instruction. We're going to be encouraged. We're going to wait on the Lord, amen, to speak to us, to show us, to give us that He wants us to have. But Thomas wasn't there. But Thomas, what's the matter with you? Thomas said, well, you know, I had hope that the Lord would be the one that could deliver us from this present evil that we face. But Thomas, what happened to you? You walked with Him. You've seen Him. You've seen the miracles that He done. You've seen what He performed. You've seen the kind of person that He was. But Thomas, why couldn't you believe? Amen. The Bible says we see through a glass darkly now, but we can see the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, do you see Him high and lifted up? But He said, but Thomas, what happened to you, Thomas? Why couldn't you see? Well, he said, Well, you know what? I was a little bit discouraged. He said, when I see all that was transpired, when I see what happened to my Lord, to the one I was following, the one I was putting my trust in, the one I was following in this journey. Hey, I thought he had all the answers. I thought he could overcome anything. And I thought as long as I walked with him, as long as I could walk with him, as long as I could see him, everything would be all right. But he said, now I'm discouraged. He said, I'm discouraged by what happened to my Savior. I'm discouraged for what happened to the Lord Jesus. I'm discouraged. You ever been discouraged? Amen. Even in the fight, even in the walk, you get discouraged. Amen. He said, but Thomas, what happened? Did you know the power and the might that he possessed when he was among us? You see, the disciples, I can see them speaking to old Thomas. Because see, they'd just seen the Lord. Amen. And they had seen the Lord in the power of His resurrection. Hey, glory be to God. They had seen the living Savior. Amen. That one, that was who dead and who was alive and died and praise God lives forevermore. They seen Him, praise God. He was in the presence of the Holy God. Can you see this picture? I mean, I'm talking about some fellows. Amen. Just a little while ago, they were wondering and they were fearful. But praise God, all of a sudden something's come upon them. Amen. It wasn't the world. It wasn't the hope that the world gives. But it was power from on high. Praise God. Came down to where they was. And it empowered them. And now they're seeing it through different eyes. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if we ever realize and recognize the Lord Jesus Christ, if we ever see Him, glory be to God, not only in our head, but in our hearts, glory be to God, we'll see the power that He possessed that He gives unto us freely. Amen. The power He freely gives to me and you, just to be a child of the King. Amen. He said, I'm discouraged. He said, hey, I just lost hope. You ever just lost your hope? Amen. Maybe you've prayed, maybe you've seen, maybe you've tried to get a hold, maybe you've had some supplication bring, and it just seems that God don't hear. Amen. But Thomas, praise God, he's real. He told us just to fight the fight. He said that, Peter was. He said, there's a bunch of them that's done gone back. So will you go back also? Peter said, Lord, Thou hast the words of eternal life. What do we got to go back to? Amen. He said, well, okay. He said, let's just press on. Glory be to God. Stay in the fight. Amen. Hey, Christ, it'll be worth it after a while. Amen. Thomas said, well, I've got some difficulties. I've been discouraged. I've lost hope. Amen. He said, I just don't know. He said, and the other disciples, amen, therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. He said, Thomas, hey, praise God. He said, we've seen Him. Amen. See, you just see this picture. They're there. They see the Lord. They commune with the Lord. And praise God, Thomas being absent. But praise God, when he comes there, and the disciples look at him, they said, but Thomas, amen, you missed it. Man, you ought to have been here. Just a few minutes ago, praise God, the Lord just showed up. Do what? Yeah, we was in here. The door was shut, praise God. We was in here wondering and worrying, praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, there He was. Said, who let Him in? Praise God. He said, they didn't nobody have to let Him in. He let Himself in. Glory be to God. We just looked up and there He was. Right into the middle of that worrying and despair. Said Thomas, but Thomas, glory to God, there He was. Amen. He said, Thomas, you gotta. He said, man, I don't know about that. He said, now what? Notice the denial. He says, no, wait a minute, fellas. I don't know about all that. You know, I'd like to be able to believe you. But you know, I didn't see Him. I didn't see Him. If we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll deny what we can't see. But we'll deny that we also know. Amen. The Bible says we can know the power of His resurrection. We can know the power that Jesus got up. We can know, praise God, that He got up for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come out of there. Praise the Lord. Lord, with a shout and not with a pout. Amen. But Thomas wasn't there. See, Thomas had lost an opportunity. Praise God, because of discouragement, because he had no hope. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we'll get discouraged. We'll lose our hope, praise God, and we'll lose our opportunities. Amen. Our opportunities to see the Lord Jesus and the power of His might. If we ain't careful, we'll lose opportunities. Amen. Because we won't recognize when He moves. Amen. We need to be recognizing when He moves. You know why he lost that? Because he had lost out. He had missed out not only opportunity, he lost the opportunity of fellowship with the brethren. Amen. He lost an opportunity, are you hearing me? For fellowship with brethren. You know what? The devil, listen to me. I guarantee you, about 2/3 of us this morning, the devil said, why don't you just stay at home? It's raining, the weather's ugly. Just stay at home. Amen. Oh me. Huh? He said, just stay at the house. It'll be all right. And here's what he said, them folks up our church, they'll understand. Yep. Amen. That's a tactic of the devil. Because see, he knew this morning that they was folks going to come get help. They was folks going to be praising God. They knew little Judah was going to go, woo, praise the Lord. Amen. That the Holy Ghost of God was going to sweep through here. Praise God. The devil knew that. And he wanted to intervene in our worship. He didn't want us to work. He didn't want us to see Jesus. He didn't want us to shout and praise God and give Him glory. Amen. So the old slewfoot shows up and he tries to discourage, tries to get down, and tries to get us to lose our fellowship. Amen. See, what happened is Thomas wasn't there for the fellowship. Amen. And so when you're not here for the fellowship, you miss out on seeing the blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't expect if we're out of fellowship with God's people, amen, to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh me. Let me say that again. You can't expect when you're out of fellowship with God's people to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus. It don't work that way. But praise God, when we come in unity, one mind, one accord, and we begin to worship and have fellowship with each other, we'll have fellowship with the Lord. Amen. It begins to be so real. Praise God. It begins to run over. Amen. It gets up in us. Praise the Lord. And starts running out. Yay, glory for His glory. Amen. So we see Thomas. And now he said, except I shall see. Amen. Listen. Except I shall see. Bible says that we're supposed to walk by what? By faith rather than sight. Thomas said, but Thomas... Amen. You've seen the magnificent power of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I've got to be able to see it to believe it. Amen. But Jesus said, listen, Thomas, if you'll believe it, praise God, you'll see it. Amen. What's wrong with the church today, praise God, is we don't believe God. So we're not seeing His mighty power. Amen. We're trying to see it, praise God. Listen to me, before we believe it. But we have to believe God. Amen. Believe that He is God. Yeah. And besides Him, there's none other. Amen. Praise God. We have to believe that He's all-powerful. Amen. An omnipotent God of glory. Amen. Has all the power in heaven and in earth. Praise God. Amen. If we could, we need to back up. Well, I believe we need to back up. And we just need to focus on who Jesus is and what He come to do. You realize He come to be the power in our life. Amen. Amen. He come to be that center focus, amen, that we can focus on and praise God it would supply all of our needs. Amen. Amen. I mean from salvation to putting food on our table, pray, when we trust in Him. Amen. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, listen to me, that means to trust in and rely on and adhere to Him, to listen to Him as He speaks, praise God, and receive what He's pouring out on purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He is. When we begin to see Him, when we begin to believe Him, we'll see Him. Thomas said, lest I see Him, I'll not believe. Huh? Notice what happens. He's in this denial. He denies even the testimony of disciples. But not only is he denying the testimony of disciples, he's denying the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Jesus had done appeared to him and he'd give the testimony that He is who He said He was. And that He'd do what He said He'd do. Amen. Praise God. Absolute power in the Lord Jesus. He said, except I believe. Amen. I will not. See, the hand, see in his hands the print of nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into the side, I will not believe. Now notice the desperate opposition that he has here. A desperate opposition against the absolute Word of God. A desperate opposition against the precious Lamb of God. Do you realize anytime we let things, the way we live, the attitude that we have, the things that we say that's contrary to God, we come in absolute opposition to God? Amen? What we do is that within ourselves, we're saying, well, God can't take care of me. So I'm going to just do what I do. And just let the chips fall where they may. Amen? That's what Thomas... But Thomas, you know that when he was here with us, you know that when he walked with us, praise God, he was that absolute power. That there's nothing that confounded him. The scribes and the Pharisees, they couldn't confound him even with their knowledge. Praise God, he is an all-knowing God. He was an all power. Didn't you see him as he healed the lepers and called the lame to walk? Amen. I want to say, praise be to God, we ought to laud him and lift him up because he's still the same today. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we see him in his mind. Amen. He said, except I see. Now watch this. In the very same verse, he said, except I see, I will not believe. Amen. He said, I've got to see it with my eyes before I'll believe it. Amen. God help us not to get caught up in our unbelief. If we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in unbelief. We'll say, the world and things around us will make us think, well, you can't do that. Or that can never happen. I want to say, pray God, there's nothing impossible with God. I've had so many people in the last few months tell me, well, preacher, he said, that ain't going to happen. That won't work. That can't be. And I have to just tell them, so there's nothing impossible. You're putting a restrictions on God. We cannot restrict God. Amen. There's nothing that He can't do. What do you need done in your life? Amen. If we ain't very careful, we said, I won't believe it. I'm not going to believe it. He can. I'm not going to believe it. He can save my children. I'm not going to believe it can save me. I'm not going to believe He can save my mama. I'm not going to believe He can save my dad. I'm not going to believe it. He can heal. Amen. And we'll miss those blessings of God because of our unbelief. Amen? But Jesus told them so many, many places, in order to receive, you must believe. Amen? Thomas. But Thomas, why the unbelief? Why the doubt? Amen? Because that desperate opposition that our nature has. You know, our old sinful nature, it's in opposition to everything of God. That person that we are, that human being that we are, is in full opposition against God. Amen. But he said, praise the Lord, if we could just believe. But now notice what takes place. I thought this was pretty good. The disciples told him this, and up there when he come, and he said, except I see, I'll not believe. And I believe they said, well, you know what, next week, next Monday, we're going to get back together here. We're going to be here Monday night. I believe old Thomas said, okay, glory be to God, I'm going to be there. Make sure you let me know what time you're going to be. What time's the meeting? So we're going to meet about, he said, hey, I can just hear my mind. We're going to meet about 6:30. Amen. Same place. Amen. 8 days later, they're there. Thomas is with them. Amen. Thomas is there with them. Praise God. They get there in that meeting. Praise God. And he says, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. Amen. See, Thomas had got caught up in a lot of sadness. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in sadness because of our separation. Amen. If we, you hear me? We get caught up in sadness, sad situations because of our separation. Amen. We got to have a closeness with God. We got to have a closeness with God's people. Amen. We got to be desiring the good things from above. Amen. He said he was there. Then came Jesus. Here it goes again. And the doors being shut. And stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. The same Jesus. See, one thing about him, he never changes. We change constantly. We're always changing. Our lives always change. But Jesus never changes. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. And then he says, peace be in you. Come back offering peace. See, the first thing the Lord will ever offer you is peace down in your soul. Amen. He's not talking about just a head peace. He's talking about a heart peace. I mean a peace that He puts down in the depths of you, praise God, that'll soothe you, praise, from the very innermost being, part of your being. Praise the Lord. He says, peace be unto you. Then saith He to Thomas. Now can you just see this? Here they are. They're together in this place. The door's shut and locked and bolted and fasted. So nobody get in. Amen. And all of a sudden, there's Jesus inside where they are. Amen. He's right there with them. Amen. And He says, peace. Amen. Peace be unto you. He said, praise God. He said, I come bearing peace. And he looks around and he says, but Thomas, there you are. Amen. But Thomas, there you are. He said, hey. He said, why don't you come over here and stick your fingers in the holes of my hand? Huh? He said, except I can stick my fingers in the holes of his hand and thrust my hand into his side. He said, I'll not believe. I will not. Jesus said, but Thomas, amen. He says, come over here and stick your fingers in the holes of my hands. He said, thrust your hand into my side and see. And then listen to what he says. He says, reach thither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not, what? Faithless, but believing. Amen. You know what the sad part was about here? Whenever Thomas, but Thomas, what happened, praise God, when you seen him face to face? You know what the worst thing about seeing finally seeing the Lord face to face, praise God, when we've been going our own direction for so long? It's the shame when the word hits us face to face. The shame that we feel, praise God, when we didn't believe God. Have you ever gone through something, some kind of situation, and you think, oh man, this is hopeless. This is hopeless. We'll not make it. And all of a sudden, you know it was God. He just moves upon the scene. Amen. He takes control. He takes the driver's seat, praise God, and He brings you out of that. Amen. And you feel so ashamed because you said, you know what? I didn't trust God. I should have believed. I knew He could do it. But my faith was weak. Amen. Have you ever been there? Say, I know God can do it. I know God's able. Praise God. He said, be not faithless. He said, just believe. Amen. He said, well, God, apply a measure of faith. Praise God, He'll give us to believe in Him, to trust in Him. Praise God. See, notice this opportunity He had here for grace to move in. Amen. He said, and be not faithless, but He said, reach in your, and hither your finger, and behold my hands. Thrust your hand into my side. See, grace, praise God. What He said, grace was moving in. The opportunity to apply grace. Amen. What was He saying, praise God? Brother, praise God. He's saying, hey, yeah, go ahead and just handle the Word. Amen. He said, praise the Lord, just go ahead and lay hands on the Word, believing, amen. Praise God, when we get it in our hands. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you. I don't like computers. Have I ever told you that? I'll tell you again, I hate computers. I like books. I like to get them in my hand. I like to open them. I like to see who the author is. And I like to open them. I like to look at books. I like to read books. Amen. I like to read magazines. Amen. I don't want to see it on the internet. I don't want to see it on the computer. I want it in my hands. Praise God. I want to be able to get a hold of, praise God, that's what I want to do, my Lord. I want to be able to get a hold of Him and hold Him in my hand. Amen. He prayed, said, the Lord, what He was selling Thomas, He said, but Thomas, praise God, hey, quit your get out of your unbelief and just reach and get a hold of the Word. Amen. All the promises that God had made us. Amen. That's what we do. When we get a hold of the Word, we get a hold of all those promises that God has made us. We get a hold of all that hope, praise God, that He's given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Thomas, hey, quit being staying caught up in unbelief and just reach and get a hold of the Word and believe. Amen. He said, and be not faithless, but believing. Amen. You say, well, did it work? Notice what Thomas does. Amen. See, the Word, See, that when you're in doubt, praise God, the Word, listen to me, the Word should remove all that doubt. Hello? The Word should remove the doubt, amen. We shouldn't be doubting Thomas's, amen, because we know the truth. And the truth should take away all doubt. Amen. What are you saying? I say one of these days in a little while, praise the Lord, whenever I outstrip this old life and I get out of here, the Lord's taking me to be with Him where He is. In a few days, in a little while, you look around and you say, where'd Pastor Jeff? Said he went on to glory. Amen. He went to receive the promise. He's with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happens when we believe. Praise the Lord. But I said, Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord. Now notice how he says this. He says, my Lord. Now he's showing the Lord's authority in his life. The Lord's authority. That wasn't there before. Amen. Because he wasn't believing what the Word was saying. Amen. He said, my Lord and my God. So what's he doing? He said, my Lord. He said, that authority, amen, over my life. He said, and my God, he said, that deity, praise God, that's bigger than I am. He said, glory to God. What he does, he falls on his face and he says, my Lord and my God, amen. He said, I recognize your authority. I recognize you as God. I recognize you deity. Amen. When we recognize the Lord, when we begin to see Him as He is, He said, my Lord and my God, they come together as one. Amen. I want to ask you, is He your Lord and your God? Huh? I'm afraid in the world that we live in, we've got all kind of little g-gods. I mean, they're kind of like Brother Jimmy was showing us last week, all these Nepali gods they've got. I mean, hundreds of thousands of different little gods. Anything that somebody can come up with, they'll stick it on the wall and call it a god. And they begin to follow that. They begin to worship that. We've got them. Amen. But Thomas, he said, you know what? He said, my Lord and my God. But Jesus saith unto him, verse 29, said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now, did you get that? He said, because you've seen me, you believed. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Why? We believe because according to His Word, He's told us. And we believe God. I've told you, praise God. Hey, listen, this blessed old book, I believe it from the front to the back, amen. Every word, every jot, every tittle, praise God, is the absolute Word of God. Absolutely. I believe it, amen. And He's told me, give me the promise in the book, praise God. It's written of Him, and I believe it. Amen. Amen. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. He said, those that believe in faith have not seen the promise. Ain't that what he said about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Amen. He said they believed and had faith. And the Bible says Abraham said it was accounted to him for righteousness that he believed God. Amen. For righteousness. Because he said they'd seen it afar off. See, God took Moses, and because Moses smote the rock twice and the rock a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, it wasn't been supposed to be smitten but once. And because Moses smote the rock twice in his anger, God says, you're not going to go in and see the promised land, big boy. You're not going to go into the promised land. So when it come time for Moses to die, God took him up on Mount Nebo. Can't put him out there where he could look out across it and he could see the promised land. Amen. He said, I'm going to let you look out over it and see the promise, but you're not going to get to go in. Not to this one. But he said, big boy, said, I've got a better one for you. Amen. Glory be to God. He looked out. He seen the promised land afar off. Then the Bible said God buried him. And the devil's even contending about that. He's trying to find Moses so he could dig him up and make him some kind of a god. But God said, I know that was going to happen. I took Moses out and I buried him myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, what happened to him? I don't know, but when Jesus was in the transfiguration, praise God, he's up on the mountain with Peter and John, glory be God. Guess who showed up? Amen. Moses and Elijah. They're on the mountain with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. They seen it fall off. Oh, Elijah, he got caught up. I pray God, he didn't even die. He got caught up in a whirlwind. Amen. Praise the Lord. God took him to heaven to be with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, those that believeth and they that have not seen yet believe. He said, but he said, what we got to do, young, we just got to believe God. We've got to trust God. But Thomas, what do you think now? I believe he's God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not because I've seen him, but because I know who he is. Praise God. Having not seen him. Praise God. Jesus said, because you've seen me, you believe. He said, blessed are they that haven't seen me, but yet they believe. Blessed are you this morning. You've not seen him face to face. But boy, I tell you what, through his word, I've got a good glimpse of him. Amen. Through his word, we see him quite often. Amen. But Thomas, what do you think? I think he's the good God of glory. And he's my Lord and Savior. Amen. He has all authority in my life. Praise God. Amen. I bet you, I would say that from that point on, everywhere that Jesus showed up, old Thomas done his best to be there. Amen. Praise God. I believe he went everywhere he went. He said, let me tell you a story. Praise God. Let me give you a testimony. I've seen him, praise God. He's alive forevermore. Amen. See, he missed the first opportunity, but he didn't miss that second opportunity. Praise God. And he made use of it in his life. I want to ask you this morning, maybe you've missed opportunities. Amen. The Lord showed up. The Lord showed out, and you've missed the opportunity. Maybe you weren't there. Or maybe you just didn't acknowledge His presence and you missed out. You missed out that opportunity. You missed out on the fellowship. You missed out on the goodness and the blessings of God. But you're here this morning, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God, boy, He's real here today. Amen. Boy, we've seen His presence. He's here. Praise the Lord. And this morning, God's given you an opportunity. He said, well, praise God. He said, here I am. He said, you can recognize me this morning because I'm here in this place.